Welcome in, everybody, to the Landry Football Podcast Network as we take a look at an intriguing Thursday night matchup in the NFL, the hot Miami Dolphins against the Cincinnati Bengals, who got on track last week but still trying to figure out how to protect Joe Burrow in the pocket. A reminder, we've got detailed film room breakdowns of all these games over at LandryFootball.com. Hey, the Dolphins' big win last week, a game in which I thought that they would have a good chance to win with the depleted Bills secondary. And I thought they did a really good job, but they got out yardaged against Buffalo, and they were fortunate to win the game. It's going to be an interesting matchup. The Dolphins have really had a good pass rush. The Bengals have not been able to protect the passer. So we're going to see. I think they're going to be a little blitz heavy to try to throw Joe Burrow off his mark. And I think the key is going to be Tua's back injury. Limited running game, I think this could be a real problem. So we need to follow the status of Tua's health to really get to the crux of this game. We're going to keep you up to date on that at Landry Football. The Dolphins open up the season by beating the Patriots, the Ravens, and the Bills. It's a really good-looking team. There's no question about it. If they're able to get Tua in the game, they're able to get a win and get that mini bye, they'll be in really good shape. But that is all in question at this point. But it's the Dolphins' defense that really stood out, that really did a good job for the most part situationally against the Bills. If they can generate enough of a pass rush, it's going to be interesting how they're able to maybe give problems to the Bengals. We've got more details on that game over at LandryFootball.com, so make sure that you check it out over there. But now for the route to victory, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm John Jansen, and this is the route to victory in betting the Dolphins-Bengals Week 4 matchup. Miami Dolphins 3-0 to start the season. Cincinnati, defending AFC champs, only 1-2. Now, the big thing coming into this game is Tua Tagovailoa. He's having an incredible season, 925 yards on 72 of 101 passes, 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Tua has been one of the best quarterbacks in the league so far this season. But he's coming into this game with some back injuries, an ankle injury. He is not completely healthy coming into this one. And really, the Miami Dolphins have been operating solely based on their offense. They've been winning games just based off of offensive performance alone. Defense has not been good, giving up a lot of yards, over 400 yards to Josh Allen, a big game to Lamar Jackson. And yes, those quarterbacks you would consider two of the best in football, I would consider at least two of the top three, maybe top five quarterbacks in football in those two. But it doesn't get any easier. Now, I know the Cincinnati Bengals, look, they've had their issues with offensive line, and if you take a look at the numbers, Joe Burrow isn't doing himself any favors when it comes to sacks. He isn't preventing any. Offensive line isn't giving him much time. It's been resulting in a lot of disasters for Cincinnati. However, though, this matchup, I don't think is going to be a problem there, because the Miami Dolphins, we just mentioned they gave up big games to Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Well, the sack numbers haven't necessarily been good either. They rank in the bottom half of the NFL in sacks with only 6, which is tied with, actually, the Cincinnati Bengals and Seattle Seahawks. They also give up a rating, a quarterback rating of 100.6. They get no pressure. They give up 68.9% completion percentage on passes, about 300 yards on passing as well. This secondary has gotten torched. Their defensive line doesn't do them any favors. So while Joe Burrow and the Bengals offensive line has had some problems and they may persist in this game, I don't think it's enough. So yes, it's a little bit tricky seeing the Miami Dolphins as a 4-point underdog, as they're 3-0 this season. They're on the road, yes, but they're 3-0 against a Cincinnati team that has not looked particularly sharp. However, I think this matchup really does bode well for Cincinnati. Their defense is bad. I get maybe the over 47 could be the play, but since Tua and the offense, Tua's coming in with some injuries, I think the offense might suffer a little bit because of it, and they won't be as good as they have been in the first 3 weeks of the season. Give me Cincinnati laying the 4 against Miami on a short week. So that's the route to victory this week. For more routes, check out the Sports Betting Stack wherever you listen to your podcasts.